This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the roundtable with India AI startups at his residence in New Delhi, ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in India next month. 12 Indian AI startups who have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics, and medical research, among others. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He noted that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began today in the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gujarat. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India and France must work together to stabilize global politics as the world is witnessing a fractious geopolitical environment. He made the remarks during a meeting with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris yesterday. The External Affairs Minister also noted that India is chairing the BRICS and France is helming the G7 this year. The two ministers also focused on preparing the ground for French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to India next month to participate in the AI summit.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
India's economic growth is expected to outpace the National Statistical Office NSO's first advance estimate, reflecting buoyant high-frequency data since September last year led by policy impetus. A report from Morgan Stanley estimated real GDP growth at 7.6% for financial year 2026, above the NSO's first advance estimate, which pegged real GDP growth at 7.4% in the current fiscal. The combined impetus from fiscal and monetary policy support, improved purchasing power and labour market outlook are likely to ensure consumption recovery gains more breadth. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. Talking to Media, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said, during the fourth event, the young leaders from across the country will converge to present their ideas on Viksit Bharat before Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said the dialogue empowers the country's Yuva Shakti to lead from the front, take on real challenges and co-create India's future. A senior leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party's affiliated organization was shot dead and another man injured in a shooting incident in Dhaka's Tejgaon area last night, highlighting deteriorating law and order situation in the country. The incident triggered protests and prompted heavy deployment of police and army personnel. Police have launched an investigation and are reviewing CCTV footage to identify the attackers. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, extended the decline for a fourth straight session, ending about 1% lower. Both indices open on a weak note and remain under pressure throughout the trading session. The Sensex plunged 780 points to close at 84,181, while the Nifty shed 264 points to settle at 25,877. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8th seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan 21-8, 21-13 in the round of 16 today. However, Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty bowed out of the tournament after losing their respective pre-quarterfinal matches in the men's singles category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.